Need something new on your screen or through your earbuds?
Hey, out to the air. Everybody,
everybody. Next has you covered.
That's hot.
Press play. The TV, music, and movie go-to.
My favourite movie is the 1996 black comedy Fargo, directed by Joel and Ethan Coen.
You want your own wife kidnapped. Her dad, he's real well off. So why don't you just ask him for the money? See, these are personal matters.
Personal matters?
Wait, it's Jerry. I don't know what to do.
It's funny, it's violent, and Frances McDormand's performance as Marge was award-winning.
So that was Mrs. Lundegaard on the floor in there. And I guess that was your accomplice and the wood chipper. And for what? For a little bit of money.
The thing is, I know this is a cool choice for favourite movie, but it's not totally honest. I have another favourite movie, Clueless, which stars Alicia Silverstone and came out in 1995.
Cher, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
What the hell is that?
A dress.
Says who?
Calvin Klein.
Clueless is there for me when I'm feeling sad, hungover, or having relationship troubles.
I don't know why Dion's going out with a high school boy. They're like dogs. You have to clean them and feed them, and they're just like these nervous creatures that jump and slobber all over you.
So whenever I'm asked about my favourite movie, I tailor my answer depending on who's asking. Having two favourites that are really different gives me this option. But I've always been curious about whether other people do this too. Liam, what's your favourite movie?
The Boat That Rocked.
You are listening to Radio Rock and I'm the Count. And I'm counting on you as we count down to ecstasy.
And that's your only favourite?
It's the one I tell people.
Okay, so what are you hiding?
My actual favourite movie is an animated film called Princess Mononoke.
Now, the fate of the world rests on the courage of one fearless princess.
I'm not afraid to die, and I would do anything to get the humans out of here.
And why don't you tell people that straight up?
Anime just has like a kind of bad stigma towards it, so I only tell certain people in certain circles who are in the same boat.
Grace, what's your favourite movie?
The 2004 live-action remake of Peter Pan.
And that's the answer you give everyone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I had the biggest crush on Jeremy Sumpter. He was the love of my childhood life.
What else do you love about the film?
I don't know. I just, when it came out, I thought the effects and the costumes were beautiful. I desperately wanted to be Wendy. Like, I don't know. I just would rewatch it and rewatch it and rewatch it.
It's only make-believe, isn't it? That you and I are.
So when someone asks your favourite movie, you just tell them that you don't make up any other answers?
No, I don't have any illusion that I'm already cool, so I don't really need to give a cool answer. It's actually very liberating just being like, nobody thinks I'm cool, so I don't need to keep up a facade.
Alex, what's your favourite movie?
My favourite movie is The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Why do you want to be a lobby boy?
Who wouldn't? At the Grand Budapest, sir.
And that's your real favourite?
Depending on who's asking.
Ah, so you change your answer depending on who asks as well.
Yeah, so it's like, am I going to get judged? If so, I'll pick something that's classy. You know, Grand Budapest Hotel. It's a very stylish movie.
That's a pretty cool choice.
Yeah, I do like it, but if I know I'm not going to get judged, my choice is Starship Troopers.
I haven't even heard of that.
It's this really weird beer and pizza movie from like the late 90s, and it's got Neil Patrick Harris when he's like 21 years old, and it's just this like sci-fi movie about shooting bugs in space.
Your basic arachnid warrior isn't too smart, but you can blow off a limb. It's still 86% combat effective. Here's a tip. Aim for the nerve stem.
And it's really dumb, but it's so funny, and it has this hilarious like government theme to it, and they have all these really weird grabs in it and like cutaways.
So at this point, Alex goes on about the plot for quite a while.
I just need to feel good. I just put on.
So there you go. I'm not the only person who changes their answer depending on who's asking what my favourite film is. For more in the Press Play podcast series, head to next.afters.edu.au and click on the podcast tab.